Hello there, doctors. Welcome to Doctors Online Success. I'm Dr. Ann Truong.
I'm Dr. Mike Luming.
Well, our channel is focused on turning your medical expertise into impact, growth, and financial freedom. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that I think is so critical for doctors to know about. So Mike, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about income diversification. You know, when I was in medical school many, many years ago, you know, I thought when I graduated from residency that I would be working for either a big hospital or a big health system, and I would be working for them for the next 30, 40 plus years, right? That's the way that my dad did when he was a pediatrician. That's the way many, many doctors, you know, thought of. These days, not so much. I know many doctors who've expanded. They work as maybe work in a practice, but maybe they also have like a side gig. Maybe they're doing telemedicine side. In fact, I know many doctors who work for multiple companies, and they're not just doing clinical work. They're doing non-clinical work as well. They're working as you know, as expert witnesses. They may be doing sports physicals on the side. Maybe they're a supervising physician or a medical director for another practice. There's lots of different ways to do this. But what I want to talk about is not about you working, you know, harder. It's working smarter. And we all know that many physicians, let's face it, most physicians make good money. Many physicians make a lot of good money. But I also know many physicians who have what are called the golden handcuffs, is they're working a lot. They're getting a great hourly rate. But at the end, they're getting burnt out. They're required to see more patients. More and more guidelines are being placed on employed doctors and on productivity. And at the end of the day, I talk with many doctors who are just not getting fulfilled in their career. And a lot of hope. It's almost like the hamster in a treadmill. You know, what are we doing all of this for? And that was me, you know, several years ago. I was in a primary care practice. I was in a group physicians and a group of primary care physicians. And I was doing call and I was said yes to everything. You know, I was a people pleaser, as many doctors are. I worked in the urgent care for our group. I was the urgent care director. I was a medical director for three nursing facilities. I was, you know, the call was very onerous that I was doing. And I was that proverbial hamster on the treadmill. And I just didn't see where my career was going. And that's where I was introduced to individuals in my life who were entrepreneurs and they owned their own businesses. And instead of getting paid an hourly rate, they were getting paid whether or not they were working at all. And that's what really attracted me to entrepreneurship and business. What led you into entrepreneurship, Ann?
Well, I've always wanted to be in business, but I didn't really know how. So how I started my career was that after residency, I was an academic for 3 years. And then in 2000, moved to Virginia to be near family. And the health system, so I was an employed physician. The health system in where I was at in Fredericksburg employed me for 5 years to develop their pain management program and also inpatient program as well. So I was in private practice, but was an employed physician where they helped me grow the practice, but I had the option to be on my own after that. So after being there for 3 years, I was able to be on my own in private practice where I was not an employee. And that time, I didn't really get into entrepreneurship, and I have to be transparent, until I was in private practice, but I joined entrepreneur organization in 2018. And that's when I learned about the E-Myth, the book, The E-Myth, on working on your business and not in your business. And that really struck me, boom, like a lightning in my head at that time. And I was like, what does that mean? Working on your business? I'm like, I am working on my business. and then work, and then working in your business. So most doctors, I would say this, and I'm one of them, is that we've always worked in our business, meaning if we don't show up to work, you know, if we don't show up to work, we don't make money. And if sometimes for some dog, we don't show up to work, the whole entire practice doesn't make money as well, yeah, too. Now, unless you have other associate in your practice or ally health in your practice who can still see patients, then you, I guess you don't show up to work, other providers will still see patients, but you still have to show up to work to make money. So that means that you're working in your business. And that when you work on your business, that means that the business is not dependent upon you, but you're working on growing your business, systemizing and creating a standard of operations where it can function, you know, without depending upon you on the day-to-day basis. Of course, you are kind of like the CEO of the practice and not the worker in your practice. There's a difference. The worker, because when you're working in your practice or even when you're working as an employee, you're always, you know, your tunnel vision. You're just focusing on what's going on that day and trying to kill fire, trying to achieve your goal for that day. You don't have that long vision in growing the business or that long vision where you want to be. So when I realized that concept, it really opened up my mind on how can I set up my practice so that way I can work on my business and not in my business. So then at that time, I joined Entrepreneur Organization, which is an organization is for entrepreneurs worldwide. And to be able to learn from these people who actually, I learned from these entrepreneurs who are making like $30 million, $300 million on just a simple business as weight loss. I met an entrepreneur who was just doing weight loss. Was what is that company that is the package? And you just take the package at your meal and then you lose weight on it. And his company was $5 million. And he just started it two years ago. And I was like, wow, you know, if I was making $1 million a year at that time, just with myself alone, I would be happy at that time. And here's this guy who's not even a physician. He's able to generate $5 million within 2 years of just starting a weight loss company, which not dependent upon him. In fact, he's so bored. His company is running on its own. He's so bored. He's trying to find another company to start up with. And so that really started me on the journey of trying to figure out what other ways how I can generate income without seeing patient one-to-one.
Yeah, and so what I tried to teach and what we were trying to teach as a physician, yes, you have a high net worth, but what are you spending money on? What are you doing? You know, when it comes down to, you know, your basic needs, your house, you know, your security, we can usually cover that. But then what else are you spending on? And I think many doctors, we spend it on things just to keep up with the Joneses. You know, we need the newest car. We need the newest, you know, the nicest house. And if that fulfills you, that's great. But I think if you're still substituting time for money, meaning you want an hourly rate, and there's a reason why you're listening to us now, is because maybe there is something right now in your career that is not being fulfilled. And one of the ways that you can fulfill it is to invest in yourself. So instead of buying that new car, what are you doing in terms of investing in yourself in terms of personal development? I like to think of when I'm investing money, I want to invest in assets. I want to invest in assets that are revenue generating so I can be generating money while I'm sleeping. For many of us, that could be investing in real estate. I know many doctors are interested in real estate. Or I like it, and I know Ann likes it, investing in businesses. We take our money that we make, and we invest back into the business. We're adding new services, or maybe we're using that to, you know, for myself, I use that to have people work for me. So I have mid-level providers, so I don't see patients necessarily all the time in my own offices because I was taking myself out of the business. So I'm creating a business to eventually have an asset that I could eventually later sell later down the road. And that's actually what I did part of. I sold part of my business to a women's health franchise. Now, instead of getting paid, I get paid in equity in something that down the road, I think will be very fruitful for myself and my family. So think about what you're doing right now. Are you investing in generating, you know, how many streams of income do you have? You got your job, that's just one stream of income. We know that in statistics that most millionaires, and if you aspire to be a millionaire, or maybe you're a millionaire yourself, have at least seven ways that they generate income. And what was the latest? I think you have like 13 ways, your own ways that you're generating income. Right,
actually, it's actually 18 now.
18. It's now of legal age.
Last time
we talked.
Last time I said 17, and I was washing the dishes, and I was like, oh no, I forgot about this one. I forgot about being as a paid speaker. I was like, oh, well, I didn't even include that, you know, being just a paid speaker. So I have 18 sources of income. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm trying to make a point of how, as a physician, leveraging just your medical expertise can generate 18 sources of income, and none of it involve real estate. None of it involved investing in stocks at all. This is all from using my medical expertise to help people, to consult, to be online. And we will share how I did that in one of our courses that I'm actually going to do, actually in February, that is coming up. On a course that we're going to do for going from it's going to be called from clinic to online, and how you can do the same. But yeah, it's 18, and I think it's probably going to go up, because sometimes I do it, I don't think about it, but then when I separate it out, I was able to see 18 sources of income. But it's not, I'm not doing all of it. They're all passive. Or semi-passive, and they're all going on at the same time. And that may be a foreign idea for doctors to visualize. And of course, not 18, but it's like, are you set up to have any other type of income besides just seeing patient in the office? What if, God forbid, this won't happen? What if someday you're sick and you can't come to the office? Like during COVID, I was sick, and I wasn't able to come to the office to see patient for 2 months. And to me, that was like zero revenue, because there was no other way I could have generated money, because I was still working on my business, in my business at that time. And that's what really motivated me to seek other forms of income without me seeing patient in the office. And I wanted to kind of open up your idea as you're listening to this, is that you have that valuable knowledge as a physician, things that we take for granted that we can think in our head within, you know, 30 seconds of what to do. You know, somebody has a rash, or somebody, you know, has a cough, or somebody has pain in their back, or somebody has a fever, to go to a differential diagnosis to determine, is it, you know, something that they need to go to the emergency room for, or something that can be managed. But we take it for granted because it's so easy for us to do that. It's almost sometimes we undervalue what that information means. I can't tell you how many times I meet people and I blurt off something that is so, you know, top of my head, and people go, oh, really? That's very valuable to know. You know, I mean, I was just at a podcast conference, and I was with a table of other podcasters, and I just blurted that about cortisol, and how cortisol is high in the morning, and that gets released, and that's a stress hormone, and that will actually, you know, interfere with other hormones. People find that fascinating. You know, they never knew that, you know, they heard about cortisol, but they didn't really know how it could really correlate with the circadian rhythm and how it really controls other hormones. But that was something that I was just kind of in conversation, but that became something valuable. And then other people start gathering around the table as well. And guess who was there listening as well? I have to share you this story. It was John Lee Dumas, who is one of the top podcasters in the podcast right now. And so what I'm trying to say is that think of other ways that you can leverage your medical expertise and diversify your income generating avenue other than just seeing patient in the office. But I know that Mike has some other options as well that I know that you can touch upon.
Yeah, and it's not only just even your medical expertise, which is great, but leveraging your own, you know, if you don't have that expertise, why not invest in yourself and learn that expertise? So I'll give an example of a client that we had where we increased her salary by $45,000. So how do we do that? She didn't take another certification course. She didn't take more CME. We taught her about negotiation. You know, we just taught her the skill of negotiating her own contract. Now, if we're not ready to replace that hourly rate, we can learn how to increase our hourly rate. We can increase some of the benefits that she's getting. So this is why we're so excited. We know that most doctors who are listening to this are employed by somebody else. But what we want to do is open your eyes and the opportunities that are out there. You know, it's becoming a better version of yourself or just learning the skills that no one really teaches us how to do. Learning about negotiation, learning about leadership, learning how to network. These are all skills that can be acquired. Right. We didn't learn. If you're a surgeon, you didn't learn how to do surgery coming out of the womb. You learn from other experts and from other fields. And that's what we've done, too, is with entrepreneurship is, you know, we was a fortune. There were not many physician entrepreneurs that I had mentors from. You know, I have mentors from that Anna knows who barely graduated high school. These are multimillionaires, very successful, but they learned about investing in themselves at an early age. They learned about diversification. They learned about building assets. So if you get anything out of this episode today, is that understanding is that where do you want to go? What do you want to get out of life here? Do you want to get more financial freedom? Do you want to get more time freedom? Do you want to get more geographic freedom? Well, there's a cost to that. And then there's a risk, obviously, when you start up a business. One of the best definitions I've learned about being an entrepreneur is that entrepreneurs will work 80 hours a week so they don't have to work 40 hours a week. Think about what that actually means. And it goes home. So there's always risks that are involved. And as doctors, many of us doctors are risk averse because we all went through a linear path to become a doctor. We all understand that we had to go through, get good grades in high school, get good grades in college, and do well on the MCAT, and then get into the residency. But there was a path that was forged on. There's also a path to entrepreneurship. It may not just seem as linear as it could be, but it's understanding that success leaves clues, that there are people out there who've already done this. We're not blazing new ground. What we're teaching you are fundamentals and skills that we've learned the hard way from many of us. And we don't want you to make the same mistakes. You know, I thought marketing was, for example, I thought marketing was, you know, buying an ad in a mailer. And I paid $5,000 for this. And I got one patient and from this $5,000 ad. And the one patient just wanted to talk to a doctor. He didn't want to talk about any of the services they want to offer. He just wanted to talk about something that was unrelated to what I was doing. There are clues that can lead you to success. And one of the ways that I want you to start thinking about is, how can I start investing in myself? How can I start investing in developing revenue generating assets in my life that will allow me to start living the life, give me the financial and time freedom that I want? It comes down to investing in these type of things.
Right. So when we say investing in yourself, sometimes, you know, as for me, I'm very concrete. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? It's investing in skills, in the skills that you have. And I'll give you an example of that is that I pay probably maybe $600,000 to $700,000 on skills that I've learned right now on marketing, skills on how to create content online, skills to understand what the marketing journey is. What are the fundamentals of marketing? Skills of what a funnel, skills of sales, skills of even how to give a webinar, and also leadership skills and how to motivate my employee as well. But those are skills that will develop me as an equity. It will increase my equity, but it always stay with me forever. That will make me pandemic proof. That will make me employer proof. That will make me valuable as somebody that as a consultant, but also valuable to contribute to help others as well. Will also increase my knowledge and be able to be a better person, a better entrepreneur, a better doctor, even a better person. The stuff that sometimes I learn in marketing actually make me a better boss, actually, because I know how to talk to people better, and I know how to persuade better. I know psychology. One thing about marketing is that you learn about human psychology, what makes me a human think and make a decision. And I learn about that, and I use those skills for business and for home. And it worked. It does work very, very well, 90% of the time, but it does work. And it also makes me a better friend, a better mother, because I can really look at myself and go, oh yeah, you didn't present it well, and you didn't really see the other person's perspective. Because one of the things about knowing marketing and sales is that learning what your customer, your patient, or your customer, or the person that you are delivering the service to, what are their thoughts? What are their fears? What are their false belief that they can't do certain things? And what do they want? So that way, once you know that, you can create your service or even your answer, if somebody has that, to be able to connect with them. So I think about that even when I talk to my employee or when I'm dealing with a difficult project, or even when I'm trying to talk to my husband to convince him to go to a vacation that I know he may not be interested in, but I would love to do. So I think that investing in yourself for these skills, and not only good for business, but it's also good for your personal development as well.
I could say better myself.
Well, so having said that, I hope you guys really find this episode valuable, and that we would appreciate it if you just check out the channel and subscribe. And Mike and I have created this because we want to pay it forward to doctors and really take ownership of ourselves as physicians, but take ownership of really advocating for ourselves. Because I will tell you, the government's not going to save you. Your politician's not going to save you. Other business owners not going to save you. You have to invest in yourself, and you have to really take action to learn the skills that you need to have to develop into the business and the life that you want. So having said that, we created a community called Doctors Online Success, where it's a community of physicians supporting one another. And there's also other educating other courses in there as well too, that can, if you really want to dive further and learn more about marketing and how to diversify your revenue stream, and also how to really get online and create an impact. So check it out at doctors with an S online success.com. And let us know in the comment what you would like us to talk about next time in the episode. And we'll be listening, and we want to make sure that this channel is for you and that is valuable. So we hope to see you in the next episode. Take care.
Bye-bye.